Sacramento, California, 3 weeks later. Ava Bixby sat behind her desk, watching the large-boned blonde woman twist the tissue Ava had just handed her. The blotchiness of her face and the puffiness of her eyes seemed out of place against the battle fatigue she was wearing, but she'd been relating a horrific incident, one that had happened only 3 weeks ago and would make any woman cry, even a tough military type.
"Take your time," Ava said soothingly.
She knew the right tone to use. She dealt with victims every day. It was her job. They hadn't all suffered rape, of course, but most had been directly affected by violent crime. Her partners, Sky Willis and Sheridan Granger, had first-hand experience. Ava had experience with it, too, just in a different way. Kalina Harder had introduced herself as a Staff Sergeant E-5 in the Air Force and looked Ukrainian, as her first name suggested. But she spoke with no accent, leading Ava to believe she'd immigrated to the United States when she was a child. A light dusting of freckles covered her nose, and she wore her fine blonde hair straight down her back. She would have been beautiful, except that her features were a little large, or incongruous, or something. Ava couldn't figure out what made her face such a near miss.
"I'm sorry, it's..." Kalina sniffed. "Difficult to talk about this."
"I understand."
Although Ava had never been physically attacked, she'd felt the effects of criminal behavior. She knew from what her mother had done how badly it hurt everyone associated with it, even those who weren't the intended target.
He seemed like a nice guy, you know," Kalina was saying. "I mean, I've flown with him for 3 months. He's never said or done anything that made me think he might be dangerous. Besides, why would any guy with a body like that have to resort to force?"
Ava's mind had wandered, as it always did when she thought of her mother. She was tired and had less control today. It was Monday morning, but she'd spent most of the weekend working as usual. Sometimes she didn't allow herself enough of a break from all this, and she became almost numb. Picking up her pen, she focused, trying to shake off the heavy sense of loss and betrayal that weighed her down when she least expected it. She missed her mother and felt guilty for missing someone who could do what Zelinda had done.
"Rape's not about sex, Ms. Please, call me Kalina."
"Kalina, it's about power. And rapists come in all shapes and sizes, but..." She dropped her pen again.
"I'm not quite sure how to help you. This is a military matter. You've already mentioned that their investigators are working on it."
"It happened at my apartment, and my apartment is off base. That means the civilian police could prosecute, too."
A sharp knock interrupted.
"Excuse me."
Ava lifted a hand.
"Come in," she called.
Sky Willis poked her head into the room. With her golden tan and long, well-toned limbs, she didn't need makeup or fancy clothes, but she always dressed nicely. Today, she was wearing a summer dress and had her blonde hair pulled back. Sheridan was with her. She wasn't nearly as tall or toned as Sky. She was a little more voluptuous, but every bit as pretty. Her unusual, almost violet-colored eyes and dark hair drew attention wherever she went. Ava felt very plain next to her partners. With dishwater blonde hair, eyes that were neither brown nor green, just a murky in-between, and a body that was thin to the point of boniness, she couldn't compare with their kind of beauty. Maybe that was why she settled for boxy business suits. She accepted what she was, didn't try to compete.
"We're heading over to Starbucks," Sky announced. "Can we get you two some coffee?"
Sheridan chimed in. Ava glanced questioningly at Kalina.
"I'm fine," she murmured.
"So am I," Ava told them.
Sky must have noticed Kalina's blotchy face and realized they were in the middle of a serious conversation because she lowered her voice.
"Okay, sorry for the interruption," she said, and Sheridan waved quickly as they left.